Do you want to go first?
In a corner of the charter school's cafeteria, we sat at a round table. Over three lunch periods, we chatted with nine students as they shared what it's like being a teenager in high school.
My name is Roman Laney, and I am a junior / senior early graduate at CSAT. Some of the big challenges for me is, just coming in, try to be myself and work to the best of my ability every single day. It's a lot of distractions around, a bunch of different personalities, you got to mingle with, but just try to do my best and, perform to the best of my ability.
The students describe pressure to complete their academics, balance a social life, and deal with peer pressure. Some are being bullied.
Yeah, I've been bullied for 11 years of my life, and I'm still bullied.
One of the most profound bullying stories emerged during our chat. Sherry Chasmidia is a junior. She says she gets bullied because she's diabetic.
Because of my diabetes, I am a type 1, and many students are like, oh, it's diabetes girl, or, oh, my machine beeps, so everyone's like, oh my God, she's dying, and it's horrible sometimes, and it's really stressful, but I just kind of think of, oh, it's gonna go away eventually.
Junior Katie Jo Williams also described being bullied.
Back in middle school, elementary going into middle school, I was bullied a lot. It shut me out of everybody else now. Back then I was such a social butterfly. I talked to everyone. I tried to be friends with everyone. I was just that nice of a girl. And now I just have my few close friends.
What do you get bullied about?
I was called a prostitute back in elementary school. I didn't know what it was until I asked my mom when I went home that day, and she told me what it was and why I wanted to know. I told her I'd been called it in one of my art classes.
Is it a different culture for the girls?
Yeah.
The male students gave us a different perspective on bullying. They said they actually experience more camaraderie with their friends.
Nobody really get bullied because everybody get along. Everyone gets along here.
Denison Stone is a senior.
Have you ever experienced it yourself, though?
No.
Have you watched anybody or know anybody that's experienced it?
No.
Are the policies here pretty strict?
It is, yes.
Yeah. In this environment, this is like a whole different...
So you don't see bullying?
Over here, no. Everybody is like... It's like small schools, so everybody know each other and everybody always looking out for each other.
Lino Perdomo is also a senior. He told us he's never been bullied or witnessed it.
It's like everybody know each other. We in a small school, so we either get along or like it goes in the other way. So like everybody just get along with each other.
It is a big deal today in the world. I just don't see it in our school in particular.
Wesley Kabaziak is a junior. He says he has not experienced any bullying, but points to cyberbullying as a larger problem among students.
Because a lot of people, they talk the talk, they walk the walk online, but when you see them, they really don't push it, they don't extend that hand out.
Freshman Shania Dean Smith avoids social media altogether. She says it helps prevent girl drama and bullying.
What about being a teenage female, too? Do you find that girls have different stresses and attitudes?
Yes, a lot.
What do you witness? What do you experience? Can you describe it for us?
Well, for me, it's a lot of drama, a lot of arguments with girls, in my opinion.
How distracting is that to you when you're trying to get your schoolwork done?
Well, for me, it's not really distracting for me because I stay focused and I know what I have to do to become what I want to be.
Some students told us they back off when bullied to avoid any other trouble for themselves. Others praise the charter school for supporting them when they report bullying. When we asked students what adults could do better to support them, one student simply answered, listen. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.